comes to me. "Well, Bob," says he, clapping me upon the shoulder, "how do you do after it? I warrant you were frightened, weren't you, last night, when it blew but a capful of wind?" "A capful, you call it?" said I. "It was a terrible storm."
"A storm? You fool, you," replies he. "Do you call that a storm? Why, it was nothing at all. Give us but a good ship and sea room, and we think nothing of such a squall of wind as that. But you're but a freshwater sailor, Bob. Come, let's make a bowl of punch, and we'll forget all that. Do you see what charming weather it is now?"
To make short this sad part of my story, we went the way of all sailors. The punch was made, and I was made half drunk with it, and in that one night's wickedness I drowned all my repentance, all my reflections upon my past conduct, all my resolutions for the future. In a word, as the sea was returned to its smoothness of surface and settled calmness by the abatement of that storm, so, the hurry of my thoughts being over, my fears and apprehensions of being swallowed up by the sea being forgotten, and the current of my former desires returned, I entirely forgot the vows and promises that I had made in my distress. I found, indeed, some intervals of reflection, and the